This is Gemara Bamitzia Daf Nun Zayin, and today's share has been sponsored by a close friend of a Daf as a Schos Alias Neshama for Rav Lezer Moshe Ben Shema, whose yard site was yesterday's Daf, the second day of Yontif, B'siyata D'Shemaya, the learning, both as we prepare for Yontif and the learning that will be done Chol HaMoed of these Dafim, should bring Rav Lezer Moshe Ben Shema closer to the Kisei HaKavod, B'siyata D'Shemaya. So we're holding on the first white line of Nunvav and Beis, and we're in the middle of discussing a Shaila of Rava. And the Shaila of Rava, just to scroll up for a moment to get us a bit of context, 12 lines from the white lines was what happens. Wheat that you planted in the ground, we know that Karka, we learned in the previous Mishnah, there's no din of Aina. Obviously, wheat, there is a din of Aina. So what happens when you plant it? Do we say that it's called Karka, there's no Aina? Or do we say that no, it's called wheat, and there's yes Aina? So said the Gemara, three lines on the white lines, the case is, Da'amar iu shadibi kide'ibai la. He said, I planted enough that the field needs. And it came out that Lamaisa, he didn't plant as much as the field needed. So on that, the Shaila is, Yishlam Aina, Ayin Lahem Aina. Says the Gemara, Kemat, Deshadi Bekada Damian. Do we say it's comparable to a case that the seeds are sitting in a jug and Yishlam Aina? And there is no Aina. So says the Gemara, we're going to, before answering this question, segue into a very similar Shaila. Nishbayin Alehen, Aina Nishbayin Alehen. Is there a case of a Shavua in this case? Again, the case that we're talking about, that we have the seeds that are in the ground. He says he planted sufficient amounts, but Lamaisi didn't. Would there be a case of a Shavua? What's the Shaila? Says the Gemara, do we say, Kamande Shadim Bechdi Damyan? They're sitting in their jug, Vinish Bahin Alem, they already asked me a Shvua, Oy Dilma Batanu Agavara. Or do we say it's bottle to the land, and the Lach is Vinish Bahin Alehem? Why? Because we don't swear on Karka, Inish Bahin Al Karkais. And now a third question that's relevant is Oymer Matirin, does the Oymer, the carbon Aymer permits the new crop. So will the Aymer permit it? I ain't Aymer Matiran. Or do we say that the Aymer is not going to permit it? Because do we say that it took root afterwards or not? Hey, so the Gemara now is going to speak about that, but let's just point out the incredible Siyata Dishmaya, the carbon Aymer. Saying Sfiras Aymer, of course, is after the Karban Aymer, which begins the second day of Pesach, which is this Daf Gemara. Absolutely incredible how it always seems to find its way in, mamish, to the calendar. So Aymer Matirin, Ayin Aymer Matirin, says the Gemara, Yehichi Dami, what is this case about the Aymer? Id Ashrish, if they took root. Tanina, we already learned in the Mishnah, as we'll quote in a moment. So ask the Gemara, this third Shaila, what exactly is the question? Did it take root or did it not take root? And regardless, we should know the answer. We learned in a Mishnah, if an item took root before the Aymer was brought, Aymer Matir and the Aymer allows them to be consumed. Vimlav Asurin, says the Gemara, I'm not Asurin, Shiavoy Aymer Abba till the next year. So what exactly is this case of the Aymer Leitzricha? Explains the Gemara, Dechatzinu Zarinu Kaidem LaAymer. The case is talking about where he harvested grain and planted them before the Aymer was brought. And V'asli De Aymer, and the Aymer came, V'chalif Alayu, and passed with them in the ground. V'loi Eshrish Kaidem LaAymer. But they didn't yet take roots. You have this middle level in the ground, not taking root. So the Shaila is, we turn over to today's daf. What is the halacha? Can you take the kernels themselves out of the ground? And are you allowed to eat them after the Aymer was brought? Do we say that the Aymer at least permits the status of the kernels, and as much as the wheat, it would not? And what's the shaila? Do we say command ishadim b'kidi kada dami? It's as if they're sitting in a jug v'sharinu oimer, and they'd be allowed to be consumed. So three different shaylas that stem from the same place. Whether we say that an item that is planted in the ground, it's part of the karka, and therefore there's no ona. It's not part of the karka. It's yes or no. Shaila relevant over here about the carbon oimer. And the shaila is well relevant whether there'll be a shvua on it. Says the Gemara Teiku, we're gonna have to wait for Eliyahu Navi for this one. Continues the Gemara three lines down. Amar Ravam Rav Chasta Boi Rav Ami Oino Inlem Bitul Mecca Elno Inlahem Bitul Mecca Chiesh Lahem Oy Inlahem. In regarding to all the things, all the items, two we're discussing with is no ona. Says the Gemara, do we say there's no ona? But the sale is bottle, or do we say in lahem? The sale is not bottle either. Amar Rav Nachman, Adam Rav Chasa, Pasha Rav Ami, I know in lahem bitzel mekach ish lahem. But the sale will be void. Rav Yoina Amar says Rav Yoina hektishis, that when Rav Yechlam was discussed talking about hektish, Rav Yirmi Amar karkois. Talking about karkois, Tarvayu Mishmid Rav Yechlam Amru. Whether it's on karka, whether it's on hektish, they both share the same sentiment that there's no din of oina, but they could be mevatel the sale if it's going to be at a larger value. Says the Gemara, mandam hektishas kol shkina karkais. But mandam karkais, 10 lines down, of hektishas loy, why not hektish Shmuel? Tamar Shmuel hektish shav amani shechila al shav pruta mechulal. So says the Gemara, when we said that there's no ina, but there still will be bittul mekach. Before we go further, let's take a moment to look at Rashi. Rashi says bittul mekach about 10 lines into the narrow lines. Yaser mishtos yesha ma'in la mi aminan me al tainu. Who deemite that we have a miyot of oinah, ella mekach taisu, and therefore it's straight up mekach tais. Oidelma kim the lav davreshem amidahu, v'loy ate b'dibure gishar din oinah. So how do we view this item? Says the Gemara, hektishav eman ishchulah shavapruta mechulal. Tanan hasam asks the Gemara on Rav Yoina. If the animal which is kodesh, the animal which was given to the Beis Hamikdash is a baal mum, yatza lechulan, then the halacha is that if someone wanted to transfer the sanctity to something else, yatza lechulan, it goes out lechulan. V'tzarech lasas loy, and you have to make up the value to give to Hektish. So Amar Rav Yechon, what's this Mishnah talking about? Yatzal Chulin, Dvar Taira. Sarch Lasli Damim, Midivrehim. Midaraisa, Kozal Chulin, says Rav Yehuda. Midarabanan, you have to make up the value and give it to Hektish. Whereas Rish Lakish Amar, Av Tzarech Lasli Damim, in Atayra. This is all big, one big Dinda, Raisa, Machlegis Rav Yechon, and Rish Lakish. Says the Gemara b'maya skinan, what precisely is the case upon the scrutiny again when we say that it's going to either be sarglasas leidamim midivrayim or sarglasas leidamim even midaraisa? What exactly is the case? Ask the Gemara on this machlekes, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Ilem, if you're going to tell me, you know, it's the value of Aina. Balim Reish Lakish sarglas leidamim. Tvar Taira, on this would Reish Lakish say, excuse me, Vahalim Reish Lakish Achlas Ledamin Tvar Taira. In such a case, Reish Lakish say the Midaraisa, there is such a din, but it can't be Vatanan. 20 lines to the bottom, the first line is Vatanan, but they're into the Mishnah, Il Dvarim Shailim Aina, Karkoiza Vadim Shars Vakdeishais. So it can't be that there's Aina. Elo Bitol Mekach, also going a Bitol Mekach. Oh, so then, if that is the case, Limar Rav Yochanan Tzarech Lasos Damer Midivreim Midrabanan. For I, Varim Rav Yochanan Hakdeishis, Varim Yamar Karkois, Tavayim Mishay Rav Yochanan Amri, I know in them, but Bitul Mekach Yishlahem. Says the Gemara, lo ilam, really, you know what's going on over here? Says the Gemara, bebitzal mekach. Ve'ebach, Rav Yochanan, v'reish lakish. V'reish lakish, Rav Yochanan, switch up the shittos, and we don't have any problem. But says the Gemara, maybe you can reconcile everything else. But lemaisa, b'maiko, mifligi, what is the machlekes? Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. It says the Gemara, b'dishmuel. Tamar Shmuel, hekde shavet manish achilal shavet pruta. Mechulal samar. Islay dishmuel. Whereas Mar, leslay dishmuel, whether we hold there is such a din, will be a machlekes within Shmuel. What's the machlekes? The machlekes of Yochanan and Rav Lazar, Reish Lakish is. That it's only a din mid b'diavad. L'chatchila not. Umar Safar afil l'chatchila. Yibay Seima. A third teretz. L'ay l'bechdei ayna. V'lay pet v'lay tepach. Tadei ayna. But and you don't have to switch around Yechon Reish Lakish. Rav Chista Kamifli is a sidebar machlokes. Damar, my in them, I know, in a bit tirah is I know, says Rav Chista. What it means is, it's not within the parsha of I know, which as we turn over to Nan Zayin Mabez explains the Gemara, meaning da filu, pa chais vichde I know, chayzer, meaning it doesn't have the kulas of I know. We're always viewing I know as chomras. Which is true, but says the Gemara, there's a flip side case as well that there's no kulas of Aino. Meisve asked the Gemara, Ribbis Vaino the head yet. Vain Ribbis Vaino the Hektish. There is Ribbis and their interest and there is Aino, but not by Hektish. Me Alima, me Mastisan says Gemara, Dictin Matiris Aino, and I mean Ribbis, Vidin Aino. So too over here is the same din. It's Ribbis and the Din Aino. The head yevin Ribbis Din Aino, the Hektish. Says Yomar Yachi, if that's the way that we're going to explain anything to any safe, is a chomer behedim behekdish, a ribis. So listi nami is a chomer behekdish behedim. I know. If we're saying that ribis and I know both are in the same boat, so why doesn't the Braiser just put the two of them together? Says Yomar Yachi Ashto. Beishlam is a chomer behedim behekdish, visulai. That makes sense. Ala hektish is a chomer visulai. Can't be. Ribbis Dakdish Ichidami. What is the case of Ribbis on Hektish? Elim and Dalsi Gizbar Mea. Bimea of Esim. You lent money to the Gizbar, the treasure, temple of treasury. 100 for 120. Vahaloi Ma'ala Gizbar. But the Gizbar is a mile. Kimacham Ala Gizbar. Yasu Mea Yisav. The Chulin. The money goes. The Chulin. Which, of course, is Din of Me'ila. Then once the item is misused and misappropriated for a mundane usage, Allah is that the money goes. The Chulin. Vavalu Adit. And this in reality is a case, Kilitanya, as you learned in the Braisa, I'm a couple of the suffix, Slosin, Marba, Vaamdu, Shalosh, me suffix, me Arba, me Shalosh, Vaamdu, me Arba, me suffix. One second, let's go back again. I'm sorry. Let's read this correctly. One more time. Again, Kabul of the Sapik Slosis Marba. Someone commits to supply fine flour, Lisapik Slosis, to supply flour to the base of Midish Me'arba for Sapra Sela. Va'amdu Mishalosh. And the price rises that it's 3 Sapra Sela. Misabing Ma'arba, what does he have to do? He still has to supply at the original price that he agreed to. Mishalosh, if he agreed at 3 and now Va'amdu Me'arba, Misafik. Me'arba, that misabig barba, he has to give them at the new lower price of 4. Sheyad ektish alo yehina. The ektish always gets the upper hand, and one has to ensure that. Rapaba marocha ba'avne binyan amasuras legizber askina on building materials, kedishmuel damar shmuel. They're able to build it without Kedusha only after their Makdish, and that's what the Mishnah is going to be referring to. Vein Behem Tashlumim, says the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah, there's no Tashlumi Kefel, Dalav Hey, etc. Menani, we already know this from the Tanur Rabbanan. Al Kol Dvar Beshek Lalo Sharvach Amar, Al Sevasim Laprat, this will be reminiscent of the Meruba days. Al Kol Aveda Asher Yomer. Any Aveda that you said is Chazara Klal, is repeating the general rule. Klal Pradu Klal, Yatadon Elkin Abraham, Abraham Avurj Davra Metel Tel. V'gufa imam, an immovable item that is cash. I've called over amdalta v'gufa imam. Yatsu akdish, ain't a medalta v'yatsu avadim, shokshila karkais. Yatsu shtara, yishavu bishav shaltin, ain't gufa imam. Hakdesha is amarka re'eyu, which means re'eyu v'loi akdish. V'loi tashlumei dalet v'hei. We're 15 lines from the wide lines, quoting the Mishnah. Says Gemara, my taimo tashlumei dalet v'hei. Am rachmana v'lo tashlumei. Excuse me, my taimo. Tashlumei dalet v'hei, am rachmana. V'loi tashlumei kimol v'hei dalet, not v'heiing three or four times. Continues the Gemara. Shemechinan me'ino nishma. Continuing to quote from the Mishnah, Manani Mili Dan Rabban Kitin Shal Reyu, Klal Kasvoy Kalim, you give to your friend is a prat. Chazer Veklal Klal Bar Klal Yedan El Kain a prat. Ma Avram Efurash. The only time there's going to be a shvua is when Davram Adalto Beguf Amamin Akod of Davram Beguf Amamin, and therefore Yatsu Karkois. Sheinim Metalzin Yatsu Avadim Shukshu La Karkois Yatsu Shtarish Avvishem Metalzin In Gufa and Mamin. All these cases, the payment will not apply. Pick it up from Nisei Sachar V'Siyata D'Shemaya.